KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's cloudy and 24 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy today with a chance of light snow or flurries continuing this morning through about midday and a high around 35. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. We'll take a look at the news in just a moment. First of all, let's recap quickly the list of schools that are starting late this morning due to the road conditions. Adair Casey, Bedford, Clarinda, and Corning all have a two-hour late start. East Mills will be starting 90 minutes late this morning. Elkhorn Kimbleton and Exira are running 2 hours late. Also, there is no FFA breakfast there this morning. That has been postponed. Essex and Guthrie Center are running 2 hours late. Also with a two-hour late start is Nottoway Valley, Orion Maxburg, Panorama, Prescott, Red Oak, Stanton, West Central Valley of Stewart, where there is also buses on the hard surface roads only for that district, and Villisca. All those schools are running 2 hours late this morning. In addition, Southwestern Community College will open its offices at 9:30, and classes at all campuses will begin at 9:40 this morning. In the news, investigators are calling the cause of a fatal fire in Pottawatomie County suspicious. Council Bluffs Fire Chief Alan Byers said crews were called to a two-story home just after 3 p.m. Monday, and they found both floors engulfed in flames.
We're listing the fire at this time as suspicious. We're doing it based on a couple previous non-fire incidents at the residence that had caused us some concern about what was going on in that area.
After the fire was brought under control, a body was found in a room on the second floor of the home. The victim was identified as 43-year-old Mark Vanderwood, and Byers said it appears the fire was intentionally set.
A lot of severe damage in a very short amount of time, and we believe that we have found that an accelerant was used to start the fire.
But it's unclear at this time if Vanderwood may have started the fire himself.
If he had an involvement in the fire itself, we may never know all the facts in the end, but you know, we'll piece together what we can from the lab results. Hopefully we'll be able to start piecing some of this together.
Neighbors say that Lori and Mark Vanderwood owned the home and had recently separated. Neither the couple nor their three children had been living in the residence. Pottawatomie County Attorney Matt Wilbur said Vanderwood had been charged with domestic assault for trying to run his wife off the road, and authorities suspected he had been stalking her. He was slated to appear in court on the charges March 19th. Council Bluffs police say a preliminary report from the Iowa Medical Examiner's Office showed Mark Vanderwood died from smoke inhalation, but an autopsy will be performed by the State Medical Examiner's Office to determine the exact cause of death. News time is 7:09.
This is Jay from Lindemann Tractor. If you drive by our lot on West Highway 6 in Atlantic, you can't miss the fact that we have a lot of used combines. And with that much inventory, we're really motivated to move some equipment. In fact, we've taken the step to make available to you 0% financing for up to 48 months on select New Holland combines. So don't wait. We want to move these combines, and with 4 years to pay, you won't get a better deal. Call Rick, Lon, Chris, or me, or better yet, stop in today at your New Holland dealer in Atlantic, Lindemann Tractor.
This is Lon from Lindemann Tractor. We've been moving a lot of new and used Kinze planters since harvest. Seems like the inventory is always changing. So if you haven't been by recently, you might want to check us out again. There are certain models that are hot sellers, and it's hard to keep them around. If you're thinking about an upgrade, give us a call. Your trade might be just the one we have a home for. And don't forget, now's also the time to ask Ryan about clutches on your current planter or to add to your upgrade. Call us today, your Kinze dealer in Atlantic, Lindemann Tractor.
And Iowa officials are warning that travel remains hazardous this morning as snow from a surprising snowstorm continues to fall across some portions of the state. Travelers are urged to check road conditions by visiting 511ia.org on the web or calling 511 in Iowa. Outside of Iowa, call 800-288-1047. No weather-related road closures have been reported thus far this morning, with the exception of one earlier in Dallas County, where a semi had jackknifed and blocked both portions of westbound I-80 near DeSoto. The storm has dropped more than 9 inches of snow on some areas of Iowa and has perplexed forecasters. National Weather Service meteorologist Jeff Johnson said the storm moved 100 miles off its expected course and loosened a blanket of heavy snow instead of merely dusting central and southern portions of Iowa on Tuesday. Johnson said he can provide long meteorological explanations about the storm's behavior, but, quote, basically it didn't do what we expected it to do. And Red Oak Fire Chief Jim Blount III on Tuesday released some additional details about a residential structure fire that occurred Monday afternoon about 10 miles southwest of Elliott. Blount said the call from 1296 Avenue C came in around 2:35 p.m.
While we were en route, we were told that it was a bedroom on fire and that the fire was spreading. Our crews arrived within 10 minutes to find a two-story residential structure that was heavily involved in fire and smoke on the second floor.
The chief said they encountered one of the residents, an adult, who suffered what was described as non-life-threatening injuries. That person was transported to an area hospital for evaluation and treatment. A total of 11 people occupied the home, four adults and seven children. Residents were receiving assistance from the American Red Cross from officials in Shenandoah. Blount said they received mutual aid by crews from Elliott, Henderson, and Griswold in fighting that fire, which was under control within about 60 to 90 minutes.
The fire did extend down to the first floor. At this point, we're unsure on a dollar amount. We haven't had an opportunity to calculate contents, property, and things like that to determine an actual dollar amount, although the structure itself is a total loss.
The cause of the fire remains under investigation by both the Red Oak Fire Department and the State Fire Marshal's Office. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next. KJAN News Time is 7:13.
This is Jay from Lindeman Tractor. If you drive by our lot on West Highway 6 in Atlantic, you can't miss the fact that we have a lot of used combines. And with that much inventory, we're really motivated to move some equipment. In fact, we've taken the step to make available to you 0% financing for up to 48 months on select New Holland combines. So don't wait, we want to move these combines, and with 4 years to pay, you won't get a better deal. Call Rick, Lon, Chris, or me, or better yet, stop in today at your New Holland dealer in Atlantic, Lindeman Tractor.
This is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. We've been moving a lot of new and used Kinze planters since harvest. Seems like the inventory is always changing. So if you haven't been by recently, you might want to check us out again. There are certain models that are hot sellers and it's hard to keep them around. If you're thinking about an upgrade, give us a call. Your trade might be just the one we have a home for. And don't forget, now's also the time to ask Ryan about clutches on your current planter or to add to your upgrade. Call us today, your Kinze dealer in Atlantic, Lindeman. Tractor.
In the funeral announcements, Michael Schechinger, age 74 of Westphalia, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Michael Schechinger will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Norman Cox, age 87 of Grimes and formerly of Panora, died Sunday. Services for Norman Cox will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Faith Bible Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Ross Armentrout, age 94 of Red Oak and formerly of Griswold, died Sunday. Funeral services for Ross Armentrout will be held Thursday at 1:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Eileen Haynes, age 91 of Oakland, died last Thursday. Funeral services for Eileen Haynes will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Craig Cullen, age 53 of Greenfield, died last Wednesday. A gathering of remembrance for Craig Cullen will be held this Friday from 4 until 8 o'clock at the 4-H building on the Adair County Fairgrounds in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Norman Henriksen, age 86 of Atlantic, died Thursday. Services for Norman Henriksen will be held this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the St. Paul Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Auchinberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Denise Drager Moon, age 56 of Mora, New Mexico, died February 19th. No services are planned for Denise Moon. Roland Funeral Service is assisting the family. That is a check of the news this morning brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.